Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
It's a live broadcast on a musical soul launching radio show tonight. From the African Centre, Great Suffolk Street in London. The end day.
We are live here and it's a fantastic event actually. There's so many people coming through today. And there's pop-up shops actually. There's pop-up markets, jewellery, African clothes. Really, really good stuff. Really well designed. And we're just looking forward to the rest of the evening actually. We're going to be talking to a few of the pop-up stores as well. About, you know, their clothing, about their jewellery. Some of them have African cultural cards as well, so we're really looking forward to speaking to them about what they're doing here. The pop-up is up for 3 days, up from today up until the 17th of December. So today is the launch event and that's why we're here live. We're going to be talking to a couple of people as well from the Africa Center about the new building and why they've moved here.
A beautiful building it is as well.
It's beautiful and beautifully painted as well. So we're going to talk to the guy who actually did the painting of the building as well shortly.
He painted the whole building?
No, not the whole building.
Oh, I was just about to say. You know.
But we are going to be tweeting as well some really good pictures about, you know, what it looks like, about the pop-up stall. We've got Eat Jollof here as well. We're going to be tweeting about them, and they're the ones that were doing the catering for the event today.
Okay.
Did you say Jollof?
Jollof rice, yeah, that's what I heard.
That song was fitting actually, wasn't it? Greedy Body.
Greedy Body wants some Jollof.
And you've got some interviews coming up as well.
Yes, we do. So our first one's going to be with Yinka. He's the one who painted part of the building.
Okay.
So really good designs. We're going to tweet it. So do check out our at Colourful Radio and at the Africa Show. We're going to be tweeting lots of beautiful pictures of the event and of the building itself.
Okay. Well, whilst you go and get Yinka to interview him,
yeah,
I'll play some more music, all right?
Great, all we'll right. be right
this
back.
This is Anthony Hamilton, and you're listening to Beautiful Radio, right now.
Colorful Radio.
Lee Ende.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you quite fine.
Good stuff. So I've got Yinka here now. Yes, so we're ready to do an interview with him.
Okay.
So this is the designer extraordinaire, Yinka Ilori. And he's going to talk to us today about some of the paintings that he's done for the Africa Centre. Welcome, Yinka.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. So we're doing a live broadcast today at the Africa Centre. And Yinka, I know that you helped to kind of design what the building was going to look like inside.
Yeah, to some extent. I was involved in colour selections, wall murals, some floor tiles, and yeah, a lot of small things, but yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind, like, you know, the colours and the way you painted some of the walls?
So this piece here at the back here was part of a piece collection I did last year called If Chess Could Talk, and it looked at characters from my upbringing. So it was a 5-piece collection and looking at people from my childhood who had gone through different parts of life. And you know, some people went through education, some people went through drugs, and just trying to tell a narrative of people who I went to school with.
Yeah.
And just trying to sort of understand their narrative and their background, and using sort of, you know, because colour is quite a powerful, you know, subject. Colour isn't just colour, because colours can tell stories. So I wanted to try to sort of encapsulate those colours through, you know, through those people, but on the in the public space and whatnot.
Okay, that's really, really cool, actually. So I know you said you're from Nigeria, yeah? And do you go back there often?
I do, yeah. I go back every year. I've been like 4 or 5 times, and I'm going back in January. And yeah, I love it. I actually miss the hustle, bustle of Lagos. So yeah, I can't wait to go back in January.
So were there any kind of Nigerian influences behind the way you do your paintings? And did you think about that when you were actually wanting to paint for the Africa Centre?
Yeah, so my inspiration for my work is based on Nigerian parables. So storytelling, words of wisdom. And my parents have always told me to, you know, to treat people good and, you know, just really powerful messages that really inspire people. So I try and use my heritage and words of wisdom to try and tell narratives through furniture. So it's my chair to tell stories about, you know, success, about, you know, about being kind, not being jealous of people. So yeah, they're really inspiring parables.
Okay, so how did you get the stint at Africa Centre? Because, I mean, they're a massive organisation in the UK, especially in the African community. So, I mean, you must have been so chuffed when they actually said, Yinka, you know, come in, do some paintings for us. Like, how did you feel?
I was actually really excited, yeah. So I knew about the centre from before when it was in Covent Garden. And I spoke to Annalise, who would email me, though, we love what you do, can you get involved in this space? And came down to space, loved what was going on here, and I thought, wow, I could do quite a lot here. Got a bit carried away, pitched quite a few ideas to them, and I'm like, yeah, we love it. We love stepping board, and that was it, really, yeah. And they just gave me the freeness to do what I wanted, which is great.
I mean, it's a fantastic building. I mean, they've got like the pop-up store next door. It's going to be here for 3 days. Then they've got, you know, the main building that they're going to be based from. And can you just tell us exactly, like, you know, what other events and, you know, things that are going to be happening here in the Africa Centre?
As far as I'm concerned, I think they're going to be having quite a lot of co-working spaces. So, like, designers and artists will come here, sort of rent a desk for a day or maybe for a month, whatever. I might have maybe moved here as well, who knows. The thing has got, this space has got a lot of potential, and I want to be part of this creative hub, you know, and sort of maybe collaborate with other designers. So I think it's a really, it's a great opportunity for anyone who's creative to be part of this amazing project.
I mean, you touched on something quite important, actually, being a creative hub for people, you know, that are interested in African-related events, pop-up stores. I mean, there's a massive African food scene at the moment as well, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of African artists coming through, jewellery makers, fashion designers, so it's going to be huge. I mean, anyone who wants to get involved, at the African Centre, they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, their website is theafricacentre.org.uk, so do go onto their website, find out a bit more about them. And Yinka, how can people check out your work as well, because I know I've checked you out on Instagram, you've got some amazing pieces. I actually thought you were based in Nigeria, so I know now you're based in London, so how can people get in contact and find out a bit more about your work and what you do?
Just through my Instagram, Yinka_Ilori. And just Facebook and, yeah, Twitter. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today and enjoy the rest of the evening. I know he's trying to rush off to get the jollof and the chicken and stuff. Oh, thank you. But yeah, guys, so do check us out. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock today and we're going to be tweeting, Facebook Live, Instagram, at Colourful Radio. So check us out.
It's a Music and Soul Origin Radio Show, Colourful Radio, live from Africa Centre in Great Suffolk Street. Live broadcast tonight. Random selection of music through till 10 o'clock this evening. Along with interviews and an insight into what's going on right here at the African Centre.
Hey, hey, we are live here at the Africa Centre today. We're doing a live broadcast celebrating the launch of the centre's new building, which is in Southwark, Great Suffolk Street, right? And I'm here, I'm joined by Sonia McGee. She is entrepreneur, lady extraordinaire, mum, and she's the founder of Inspirational You. And you've got a pop-up store here, haven't you? Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm really pleased to be here this evening. And it's just great to be here amongst other women who are also running small enterprises, but also outside of that, mums, business women, successful day jobs, and just out here just showing others that we are doing our thing.
I know there are some amazing stores here today, actually. I've gone through around the stores and I love the jackets, the jewelry, the cards, like, you know, some really amazing like designers and artists, you know, people I've never heard of before, apart from you, obviously. But no, there's some really good stuff here. And I'm really like just encourage everybody to really come down to Africa Centre. The pop-up store is up for 3 days, which is today, the 16th and the 17th of December.
So the pop-up is here for 3 days. We're just here for tonight just because it's such a busy time. And as you know, and as you can see, African fashion, just everything that relates to Africa is just on trend right now.
Yeah, and it's all in one building in the Africa Centre.
Do you know, it feels so good to be here. And as I pulled up this evening, I looked and I was like, this is us. We have so few things here in the UK that is for us, that is by us, that is about us, that is celebrating us, that is talking about us. So to come here and to have this evening, this is just the start of bigger things to come.
No, definitely, definitely needed, you know. There's going to be so many kind of new partnerships, especially coming up to the new year. It's something fresh, it's new, it's exciting. So if you guys are all interested in like showcasing some of your amazing designs, artwork, you know, music, jewellery, fashion, this is definitely the place to be. They're going to be having like a co-working hub here as well, which is really, really good. So if you can, just let everybody know a bit more about your designs and what you do and your jewellery.
Oh goodness, I'm going to take over your show now. So I'm here today wearing my hat, which is the founder of Funky and Chunky. So Funky and Chunky, although we're a UK-based brand, all of the products are made in Ghana. I work with women who are based predominantly around Accra, who make my bags, my earrings, who make the little clutches, and I find them all because I want to, one, support and empower women. I particularly want to try and work with women who are out there who are empowering other women as well. So one of the brands that I work with, she produces leather backpacks, but what she also does in her spare time is focuses on empowering young girls so that they've got a skill set to be able to go out and do their own thing. So that really is in line with myself. But the whole purpose of Funky and Chunky and our slogan is empowering through fashion. So one of that is just to do with the fact that I meet so many women who lack confidence, and it's amazing how once you put on some colourful clothing and accessories, how you kind of just see these women transform in front of you. I love that, and I want to see more women just walking in their space and owning it. But on top of that, we also are starting a Saturday school here in London. So I'll be working with other volunteers to try and ensure that we are educating our children, because as we know, it's very competitive to get into a good school here. So rather than our children struggling, we're trying to make sure that between 18 and 16, our young people are getting access to senior professionals, work experience, but also are out there ensuring that their skill sets are being brought into the workplace. But also, one of the other things that we do with Funky and Chunky is work with an organisation in Ghana called Revolutionary Underground, and they work with 8 to 13-year-olds. And what they do with them is pay their school fees, provide them with stationery, but also provide them with an overseas mentor. So Funky and Chunky, whilst the name some people don't quite get, it's all about literally empowering through fashion. So Funky is just because when we're out there and when we are doing our thing, we as black women are just funky, and it's just that, you know?
So you know what? Obviously, for people who can't see some of your stuff right now, how can they get in contact with you? How can they buy your jewelry, get involved, and also supporting and empowering the young women out there?
Yeah. Well, I live on social media, as you probably know, and you can easily follow us on any of the platforms at Funky with an N and Chunky. But also, I have another business, which is Inspirational You. And what I do via that platform is to showcase women who are out there who are in senior roles, but also women who want to give back. And there are so many of us. And this myth that when black women succeed, or just when women succeed, that many of us pull the ladder up behind us, not true. 6 years later, I meet incredible women on a daily basis who are just like, what can I do to mentor others? How can I make sure that when there are roles within my organization, those who want to apply have a chance at getting in? And they do, because there are women making sure that they get through that recruitment process. But also, it's about our network and this old boys club that exists. There is many women out there that have created their own, and that's what we're trying to do with Inspirational You.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And sorry for taking away from your market stall. I know I've seen so many customers coming over to the store. So do check out Funky Chunky, Funky and Chunky, right? Online, on Instagram, on Twitter. And check out the Africa Show, and check out at Colourful Radio as well, and also the Africa Centre, because obviously we're going to be promoting everything that's happening here tonight, the live show. We're going to be doing a live Twitter, live Facebook feed, so check it all out, guys. We're all here with our main DJ P playing the tunes, and then we'll be right back with a couple of more events before the end of the evening.
Colourful,
colourful, promoted, colourful, best radio station.
Colourful Radio.
So I'm at the center of where the magic is happening. The magic is always happening at Colourful, so you can pretty much guarantee that we're in the center of the magic. There you go. Little bit of a tongue twister there. So I, and my job today is to wander around and talk to unsuspecting attendees and find out why they're here, what they hope to get out of it, and share their vision for what they hope this evening will be and beyond, and share our vision with you. I'm going to do some introductions. It's
Timmy Anibaba.
Timmy,
Anibaba.
Timmy Anibaba, and that means you're Nigerian, right?
Lagosian.
Hey, high five. I thought we were surrounded by Ghanaians. I know they're everywhere. There was a guy over there, he looked very Ghanaian. Every feature of him, you could just tell. Now, you are also a Nigerian. What is your name?
Temi Jiokabari.
Temi
Jiokabari.
What a beautiful name. What a very beautiful name. So I'm joined by two very beautiful people. You'll just have to trust me. They're very beautiful. So beautiful that one of them is not even drinking wine. He's drinking water from a wine glass. drinking government juice from a wine glass. How are you finding tonight's proceedings? Tell me. Tell the world.
I'm enjoying it, actually. It's very nice. Nice crowd of people here. And quite a lot of mixture of people from all over Africa, all over UK. So it's nice. I'm enjoying it.
He's enjoying without a sip of alcohol. Tell me why you have government juice in your wine glass. I really want to know.
I'm driving.
Okay. So you drove here? Okay, right. I understand now. Not even sparkling water. Just government juice. You just went over to the tap, right? Just filled it right up. You're just like, government juice. The sparkle's definitely gone out of that. The lead's in there, though. There's a lot of lead. Chin chin. Right. Why do you not have a drink in your hand?
Because I don't drink beer.
Don't drink beer. Okay, so somebody needs to get you some vodka. No mixer, right? I could tell you're a straight vodka girl, right? Can I just compliment you on your outfit? Banging. Not that yours isn't nice. Looking very dapper with your glass of Sham H2O. So, what do you hope to get out this evening? What's brought you down to the Africa Centre and to Colourful Radio this evening?
To the Africa Centre, I was just hoping to meet other Africans in London and see what businesses people have going on, because the pop-up is up there as well. And Colourful Radio, just to see, come and see people and who's behind the scenes over here.
You have a very professional air about you. You do. Every hand gesture is well placed. You are like a member of the royal family. You look at just the hands are all in the right position. You like Kate. You're just like Kate. Like a dark-skinned Kate. Very nice. She went on holiday somewhere really hot. Came back looking fly. Yeah. Came back Nigerian. I don't know what happened. Royal family will disown her now for sure. For sure. So are you in business?
Yes, with my uncle.
Hey, uncle who drinks water, government juice. What do you do? Are you in bottled water? What do you do?
I manufacture Nigerian food in cans.
You manufacture Nigerian food in cans.
I do Nigerian ready meals.
Let's get a bit of a plug out there. You do Nigerian ready meals. I want to guess what the name is. Pound it quick.
Pound it quicker.
Yeah, I see. There you go. Pound it quick.
The company's called Niger Kitchen.
Niger Kitchen. That's what I like to see. You know why I like that? Because I always end up buying our food off other people. Always. I'm buying pounded yam, and it's not pounded yam. Yes. It's farina and all sorts of other things mixed in. Potato. And it ain't us selling it. And you ever go into a shop when you're after something, and somebody who doesn't know about it is trying to sell you something else because they haven't got it or don't know what it is? That's why we need more Nigerians selling our own food. Because when I go and say, have you got any pounded yam? They'll be like, no, I ain't got any pounded yam, mate. But I got this. It's breadfruit. It's no good. No good. All right, so I'm going to keep the interviews rolling. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you. Niger Kitchen. Where does Niger Kitchen work out of? Which area?
Niger Kitchen is all over the shops in London and around the UK.
I'm going to look out for you. I'm checking the ingredients. There better not be any farina in that powdered yam. All natural Nigerian food. Now here. I'm talking to the big boss. The big cheese. And for the benefit of you listening on radio, he really is a big guy. He's quite tall. How tall are you, sir?
About 6'4".
You hear the voice, right? You hear the 6'4", with the confidence. Right, so tell. It's a real blessing for us to be here in this building, to be part of what's going on at the Africa Centre. Tell us about your vision, what's happening over 2017.
Well, basically, we did a huge amount of consultation, fantastic response from loads of users and supporters, 400 plus giving feedback, and that set a kind of five key pillars of activity that we're working on. So social, cultural, education, entrepreneurship and innovation, and then intellectual. And so we're working on those five pillars. We've had five sets of consultation meetings, and we've just had an amazing flood of ideas from users and supporters of the Africa Centre. So we're now trying to put some of those ideas into reality. So and creating an Africa Centre that is owned and feels a sense of ownership from all those supporters and users. So it's everybody's Africa Centre. And we're starting with this building that, and we're blessed as well because Colourful Radio have come in the Creative Hub, which is really for creatives and entrepreneurs to come and use. And it's a membership, so upstairs, £225 a month membership to do hot desking, come in with your laptop and your cappuccino and work from here. But work, you know, if you've got an interest or a connection to Africa or the diaspora, or you've got heritage, you know, then this is the place for you. And, you know, collaborating, kind of cross-fertilization, etc. And then downstairs, there'll be business membership, so people who want to leave their computers on and lock up their stuff at the end of the day can be down here where Colourful Radio is. And then we're also working on a cafe bar in the main building on Great Suffolk Street in front of us, which will connect. So we'll open the facade up so that it connects with the Creative Hub, and that will be serving, you know, great African food.
Oh, I have to stop you there. I was expecting you to say that will be serving hot cross buns and maybe pea soup, but you say you're going to be serving African food. Is that correct?
That's right. So we're actually looking for bidders to come and operate the Africa Centre Cafe. We've got a number of people already interested, but we'll put out an open tender for people that are interested. And part of the challenge will be, how do you kind of get all the different flavors of Africa into one cafe? It's quite a tall order. So
you're right. I know Nigerians, we love pepper, but the Kenyans, not so much. Food is very different. They like beans and that kind of stuff. And so it'll be put out to 10, then people will be able to apply to run the kitchen. Niger Kitchen are in the building somewhere. They I hope they're listening. They should get their bid in. So I know that the Africa Centre has been, to be honest, it's been a historic part of Africans in diaspora here in the UK. And beyond my time, people are telling me about Africa Centre being the place to be, the place where it's happening. And it seems like it's kicking off, bubbling up again. How does it feel to be part of the new wave of what's going on here at the Africa Centre? Because you've moved, yep, obviously, and it's all developing again.
Yeah, I think it's part of an African renaissance that's happening with the Africa Centre, you know, rejuvenating and building on that amazing heritage, which we're, you know, everybody's incredibly proud of that heritage, but we need to try and bring it forward as something contemporary African for the new Africa Centre. And, you know, part of that is, you know, creating a new performance space that can have, you know, hark back to those amazing times. You know, we've got Etienne, who's working with us, who's kind of doing a PhD on the musical influence of the Africa Centre over the decades. You know, it's pretty amazing stuff. You know, they've set some seminal clubs and...
Yeah, my dad wants me to do a PhD. Cha-cha-cha. So, being a part, it's not happening, Dad. I know he's listening. Do a PhD, Dad. I've got things to do, man. I got plans. The Africa Centre had a massive influence on music here in the UK. Names have been bandied about, Soul to Soul, Jazzy B, and such. And this part of the Africa Centre is going to be a living, breathing space for performers again. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved in quite a lot of live music venues. So I did Ocean in Hackney, where we had, you know, I think one of the first acts was Sizzler. We've had like Badger, we've had all sorts of amazing artists from Africa.
I remember seeing Sean Paul perform there. Quite the scene.
Yeah, well, we had a great crowd shot from Sean Paul gig as the front of the brochure. And it was just, we managed to book him just before he broke. And it was incredible to get him when he was so massive by the time he came to play. And that's, you know, programmers, you know, programming team I worked with, you know, were just amazing. Elliot Jack, for example, who now programs all of Red Bull, who does Culture Clash. He was part of that programming team that were signing artists to play there. You know, we had James Brown play there twice.
Do you know that guy's my hero? James Brown, that's my hero there. I wish I could dance like he could dance and wear the clothes he could wear secretly. I do at home, no one knows. And on the radio, because I'm on early in the morning, no one knows I either come in my pajamas or dress like James Brown. So this is also going to be a space for business and for entrepreneurs to come. They can rent desk space, is that correct? And I get that. What I'm getting from you is this isn't just a place where you can use facilities, it's a place where you meet like-minded and different people who have some similar goals to you. Is that correct? It's a melting pot for you to ferment your business ideas.
Well, it's a melting pot for people to ferment their own business ideas.
Oh, I meant when I say you, I mean them, sorry.
Right, yeah. For everybody to kind of... but also to collaborate, you know. There are quite a few co-working spaces around London, and some of them are focused on media, or some of them are focused on very much on entrepreneurial spirit, etc. And quite a lot of them are collaborative. But you know, there's nothing that like this space that's got that kind of contemporary African feel and is about promoting, you know, collaboration amongst like-minded people who are interested in, you know, trading with Africa or doing business within the diaspora or beyond, you know, or interested in African culture.
I love that. I love the fact that we're part of the arches, right? There's a train going past. I feel like I could just jump on if I needed to go home. But it's too exciting here. Trust me, I'm in the quiet room. Next door, it's literally sweat dripping from the walls. People are enjoying themselves. It's like a marketplace. It's like we've taken it back to Accra. Yeah, or not Accra, Kumasi. It's like we've gone to the north of Ghana and opened up stalls. It's buzzing. I'm here to give you the vibe that's going on next door because you're not physically here. If you can, get here. I would advise it. There's a train that runs right over the top of us. You could just literally jump on it. Jump out. You'll be here in 5 minutes. If you had to distill the message you want to get out to Colourful Radio listeners into a sound bite, what would it be?
Come and taste Africa at the new Africa Center.
I love that. Come and taste Africa at the new Africa Center. Get yourself down here, people. Big things are happening.
Thanks, Bo.
So we're back. I'm back. This is Leanne Day on the Colourful Radio. We are live at the Africa Centre today, and I have the lovely Tukumbo of Tukumbo's Kitchen here with me today. I've been wanting to interview this lady for how long? Since like, how many months ago?
April. It's been like, seriously, since the beginning of the year.
Well, I'm glad I bumped into you finally, actually. So I know you recently had a pop-up event as well recently. I went to your first one that you had, amazing food. I mean, I wasn't really a big fan of Nigerian food. I think I've said this to people before, until I actually went to Tukumbo's Kitchen and had some very lovely Nigerian dishes, and I must say it was amazing. So tell us a bit more about, you know, what you're doing, your next pop-up. I know you recently had one as well recently, didn't you? And what are you going to be looking forward to in the new year?
Okay, so basically, like you said, my vision with Tukumbo's Kitchen is to create a space where people can come and enjoy the kind of authentic home-cooked Nigerian food that I grew up eating. People that know me, especially on social media, know that I'm a big advocate of giving authentic Nigerian African food, because I think there's nothing better than a plate of pounded yam and egusi. I have said it so many times, I will continue to say it so many times.
So are the stories about pounded jam, like, you know, giving you some thick thighs and whatnot, really true or what?
So actually, Nigerian food is very healthy and very wholesome. The reason why people have this misconception, especially around pounded yam is in every meal. And most people tend to eat it, especially in Nigeria, they tend to eat it late at night at like 8 o'clock, and they don't do any exercise. So of course you're going to get a pot belly. It's, you know, you're eating all that carbs and you're not exercising it off. But when you go to Nigeria, when you go to the villages, people are eating pounded yam in the morning for breakfast. And those farmers are lean. There's no obesity in the villages in Nigeria. So that tells me something, you know. And, you know, lately, who was it? Dr. Phil that said palm oil is healthy. Something that we've known for how many decades.
And now they use like coconut oil as well.
Right, coconut oil is now the big thing. Like there's actually, you can use coconut oil for everything. You can use it for makeup, you can use it for cooking. We pay, what, £14 for a jar of coconut. when people bring me coconut from Nigeria, it's literally like, whoa, I gave jars and jars for what I'm paying for that 99p. So, I mean, so for next year, I've got a lot of big plans. So, like you said, I've done 5 supper clubs this year. And, you know, supper club is like a pop-up restaurant. I design a menu, which is usually 3 or 4 course menu. And always doing authentic Nigerian food. Sometimes I put a little fusion in there. So, like mango puff puff, which you had in April. But, you know, efo riro, pounded yam, suya chicken. So next year, I'm going to be doing a monthly subscription meal delivery service. So we're going to be launching the details of that very soon. I'm also going to be doing some residencies, and that's going to be me being in a particular space for like a month. So whether it's every weekend or every day for the month, I'm talking to a number of different venues and also trying to go across different parts of London. So I'm going to be in South London, in East London, North London, and hopefully West London as well.
So guys, I mean, if you don't know, we're here today at the Africa Centre. We're at their new building in Southwark on Great Suffolk Street. And it's a fantastic event today. I mean, obviously, it's the launch. They're launching the building. They're launching a pop-up store that's going to be here for 3 days up until the 17th of December. So we're here, obviously, promoting Africa, African food, fashion, music, jewellery. And today we have Eat Jollof at the centre. They've done the catering for today. But Tukumbo, I know, obviously, you do your own catering as well. So are you going to kind of like maybe have a resident shop pop up here as well in the future? Or
I mean, definitely, I would love to, because for me, what better to go have African food than the Africa Center? But at the same time, I mean, I love Nigerian food, I love West African food, but I also want to have, I want to learn about more about other parts of Africa. So I love the fact that there's going to be a cafe, there's going to be opportunities. I mean, the African Cup of Nations is coming up soon. Myself, West African cook, and Cup of Africa, we're actually talking about putting together some food-related events around African Cup of Nations. Because what's better than sitting down, eating suya, and having some beer and watching African football? Where, for me, when I started, the reason why I started my Cucumber's Kitchen links back to the last African Cup of Nations, because I remember going to a Ghanaian restaurant in Washington, D.C. to watch the game. I mean, sadly, Nigeria didn't do very well. We didn't even get, I think, did we even qualify? But at the same time, we all know Nigerian jollof is the best. So I just,
hold up, wait a minute. Nigerian jollof is... Look, I'm not even gonna argue. You have you even tasted salon jollof? Please tell me.
I have tasted salon.
Look, it's a lie. She's lying. I don't believe.
Let me tell you something. The one good food that you guys do in Sierra Leone, cassava leaf. Oh my God, you cannot listen.
That is not the one thing we guys do good in Sierra Leone. Look, wait. You know what? I'm the host of this show today. And what I say goes. So if I say salon jollof is the best, salon jollof is the best.
I'm not going to disagree with you, except to say Nigerian jollof is obviously the best.
Well, you know what, actually, I've had Nigerian jollof, Ghanaian, Sierra Leonean, and I've had Senegalese jollof. And Senegalese jollof is very, very nice.
Actually, the best jollof, and the reason for that is because jollof rice actually, and as a Nigerian, I'm actually proud to announce that, yes, we did not own jollof rice. The best jollof that I've had is actually from Gambia.
Really?
Region. So jollof rice actually originates from the Wolof tribe, from the Senegambia region. So for me, definitely they have the best jollof. But when we're talking about West Africa, we're talking about the giant.
You guys put too much tomato on your jollof rice though. I just don't get that. All that tomato puree. It tastes sour.
That's Ghanaian jollof rice. Ghanaian jollof rice is mainly tomato.
Okay, Ghanaians and Nigerians, you're intertwined.
Anyway, to be honest, I myself am not a big fan of jollof rice. Fried rice. You know, fried rice, you put some prawns in there, you put some, you know, kidney. That's my thing.
You know what? The Africa Center, they need to do a jollof war.
Okay, like, okay. Ladies, I have to say, the jollof argument is just unbelievable. You have Nigeria and Ghana arguing about jollof. Now we have Nigeria and Ghana, and who else is it again?
All right, who's coming on next? Sierra Leone.
So, we would never know. I think we should do a test. All of you bring the jollof rice in. I would taste the jollof rice. Julianne would taste the jollof rice, because I love jollof. And I would tell you who is the best. So, So let's make a date that we're going
to
do this.
We're going to have to do that, actually, at the African Centre.
We are at the African Centre. We are in the right place to find out.
Yes.
Who so next year, Kofi, you believe 2017, we're going to find out who has the best jollof rice.
Okay,
everybody,
so,
bring your rice.
When is jollof rice day, actually? Hold on.
We're going to make one. We are going to sort it out.
22nd of August, jollof rice day.
There you go.
That is jollof rice day.
Seriously, Colourful are going to do it. We will do it live.
Yeah,
the jollof rice war. We'll get the DJs in, we'll all taste it, and we'll find out who does the best.
No, definitely. I'm up for it. I'm going to bring all Sierra Leonean jollof from 1940s down to 2016-17. We're gonna bring it, guys. We're going to bring it. You know, all the 6 million Sierra Leoneans in this world, we're going to bring it that day.
And I'll bring my rice and peas, and we'll see.
All I know is, if you go onto Kumba's Kitchen Instagram, you will see a very amazing picture of a white lad in Tottenham talking into his Nigerian jollof. So, you know, World Jollof Day, I'm ready. I know you just want to...
He probably has a Nigerian girlfriend, so he's biased.
No, he actually... Well, true. Because, you know, Nigerian women are the best, obviously. So.
Okay, now it's time to wind it up. We're getting into a different realm here. We've gone from rice into who's the best woman. Now, we know a fight's happening.
But you know what? It's been great having Tukumba on the show with us today. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoy the rest of the event today. And we look forward to seeing you next year. Over to you guys.
Colourful Radio broadcasting from the African Centre. Pete Mello is on the decks getting ready to play your tune right about now. All right, darling. You ready? Go.
Colourful. Colourful.
Colourful.
Colourful.
Colourful.
Colourful.
Colourful
Radio. This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.